Many residents of Tantramar say they're concerned about property taxes. Terry, you're going to lead us off. How do you feel about this issue?
I think there is concern about property tax, and there is, in this economic environment that we're in right now, every penny counts. The local service districts, which are now part of the municipality, have all traditionally had lower taxes, but we also have less services. The province still maintains our roads in those areas. The province still does our snow plowing. You know, we all deal with the RCMP. We also deal with our own water, our own wells, septics, and things along that line. Living out in the rural district, I look at what is my municipal dollars going for the benefit of my community. Now, as a mayor, I have to look at what has taken place for the entire municipality. So it would be nice to see a breakdown of our residential taxes into more specific areas so that we know what type of percentages are being used for each things, such as lighting and road maintenance in town, water bills, water, the infrastructure for water.
Right. Terry, this is a question I'm going to be sort of adding on to this one for all the candidates.
Okay.
But when you think about taxation and development and how that is done compared to residential taxes, do you have any opinion on that?
I think that our development taxes, we have to look at what type of development it is. We have to be careful about where we stand with that. I know that residential development has been giving tax incentives, which I agree with. Sabine's project is amazing. I support it 100%. I was so glad to hear at town council that they had given the tax incentive.
But how do you feel, if I may, about private development going on? For example, the Laffert developments and the tax rebates they get.
I have a bit of a problem with private development getting big tax incentives.
Okay.
Not because I don't think we need development, but I think in a lot of cases that development was going to happen anyway. So if there was more affordable housing added into the plan, if there was more sustainable as far as energy and solar panels, green roofs, things along that line in their development plan, it would be easier to say yes to those large incentives. And possibly maybe 10-year tax incentives are just a little bit too long when we look at the way the economy is moving. But that would be something that I would have to really review with the council, with the municipality and our staff, so with Jennifer Bourne, and see just exactly what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how it's been benefiting so far.
Thank you so much, Terry. We're going to pose the same question to Debbie Wiggins-Coldwell. How do you feel about this taxation issue and property taxes in particular?
Thank you, Carol. Well, if you look at your property tax bills, you have two parts. You have the municipal part and you have the provincial part. The municipal tax is the largest portion of the funds services, and they fund services such as our fire and emergency, local roads, sidewalks, street lighting, water, sewer, recreation facilities, and community programs.
And I'm going to ask you to cut to the chase. How do you feel about the rates right now?
Okay. When you look at what they cover, like the planning, the bylaws, and the town administration, ongoing reviews of the budget allows the opportunity to weigh in on the needs versus the nice to have. So without doubt, with ongoing hardship, budgets will be monitored by elected officials with strict approach to decision making and to follow up with critical movement of how that money is spent. Do we need more recreation facilities? Yeah, the good to have. But with what is going on with the tightening of our belts, we have to really look where these services are being put.
Thank you, Debbie. And for the part two of the question, which I'm also going to pose when it's Sabine's turn, how do you feel about tax incentives for private development in this town compared to municipal landowners' tax?
I have no problem with
no problem with that at all
because they are having businesses underneath that's bringing development, infrastructure development into our community. We're going to have health cares. We're going to have businesses coming into these new buildings. So I think that's what Sackville or Tantramar needs is more businesses coming in and taking up. We can't be in a stalemate. We got to move on forward along with staying. We also representing our past, but also looking forward to the future. We have to have a future.
Thank you, Debbie. And I'm no expert on taxes and property taxes, but I'm getting a glimmer of how it all works. And so when the big developers in town, and it's no secret that Lafford has done a lot on big developments, when they get a 50% tax rebate, how do you feel about that? Because doesn't the town have to pick up the rest?
No, with that, they get the rebate at first, but in the long run, we will benefit from that. We will recoup our price that has paid out in our taxes and revenue and with having the businesses come into Sackville and move us forward. That's my opinion on it.
Okay. Sabine, it's your turn. This two-part question. Do you want to jump in?
Can I just clarify what you mean by the 50% tax rebate? Do you mean the economic incentive program?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you for that clarification. Okay, so on property taxes, since amalgamation, the property taxes have been skewed. The outlying areas have always been lower, which was justified, a lot less services. And at some point, things need to even out because the outlying areas essentially weren't paying for the services that Sackville back then provided, such as community building, rink, etc. So that is the basis for tax adjustments, and that the council that is coming in will have to deal with that. Like currently they were frozen, couldn't do much, but that going forward, sorry, frozen by the province. So the municipality was still dealing
with municipal
taxes. So that'll have to be dealt with. I think the analysis that needs to be done is very clear what kind of services. So Terry, you described that very well. The kind of service you actually receive versus what you're paying. I think that's going to be a lot of work for the incoming council, making sure that it's fair. So I believe in fairness, you're paying for the service that you're actually getting. And getting is not just streetlights. Getting is also the service that you get through the recreation programs, through the rink, etc. So it's all of that. I just want to check that I touched on everything. Taxes are a very sensitive issue. And any incoming council member probably should look at that because it's going to be very critical and very, very, very touchy. As for the incentives, and full disclosure, Fresh Prince Ecovillage received approval for that incentive. My question to council is, to the current council is actually, so did you actually do an analysis before approving of what you're approving? Because that means less income for the municipality going down the road. If you've got too many of those incentive programs, you're going to lose on income down the road. And all residents of Tantramar will request more services.
But Sabine, I'm going to jump in because Debbie, you talked about the business aspect of a development that's got businesses below. Do you want to respond to Sabine?
The businesses that's a great boost for our economy. I mean, we need businesses in the downtown core. If we're not, it's going to whizzle up, and it's going to be like other communities. They're going to be on the out basis. They're going to be next to the Trans Canada Highway instead of being in the core.
Do you believe that the buildings that are currently being built in downtown wouldn't be built without that incentive? No, that's not the case. In this case specifically, the money is there to build whether they get the incentive or not. Yeah. I think what the incoming council needs to do is review the guidelines, review the incentive program, and make sure it's a bit tighter than it currently is. It's very confusing currently, and I'm still asking, if you have 10 businesses asking for the incentive, currently you would have to approve all of them. Have you done the analysis of what it costs down the road? Because in Tantramar, with everything that's going on, we don't know how well we will do in attracting businesses. We need to, no question about that, in all of the region. But the way, the uncertainty of the world and what is going on, there's no guarantee. So are you going to risk the future of Tantramar for a maybe benefit that you don't even know is guaranteed?
And I'm going to jump in here because taxation is a big issue. So Terry, you can jump in a second, but I see that maybe Debbie wants to respond.
Yes, I think that we just can't let like you say, private developers, I think we've got to give them a help too. So they are big developed people. They could go someplace else and develop. They didn't have to do the downtown core in Sackville to develop.
I heard this. Sabina disagreeing with that though.
Yeah.
Do you want to jump in?
They don't need the money. It's a nice benefit for them. So remember that that was actually planned before. So it's not like, okay, so why are we giving money to companies that are million-dollar businesses?
Okay, I'm going to just come back to Debbie.
Well, why wouldn't we? I mean, they're investing in our community. They're like, it's the same as your not-for-profit. I mean, you're doing stuff there, and you got you get the benefit
Excuse
for
me?
Not-for-profits.
It's not the same, Debbie. It's not the same. Do you know what nonprofit organizations
are? Yes, I do. I do.
You cannot compare them with for-profit.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I think, if I may, I'm going to see if Terry Jones, do you want to jump in on this very contentious issue?
Just a small little blurb. Yes, we need to attract new businesses to Sackville. We need to grow. We need to develop. However, in recent times, when a new building gets built, we are not attracting new business, but we are shuffling other businesses out of other places. So yes, we will get some new growth, but when we talk millions of dollars over 10 years, what could we do for the town of Sackville, for the municipality of Tantramar, for any of the resources, for the fire department, et cetera, if that money, instead of going outside and going as an incentive to encourage buildings that possibly we're going to be built anyway. I think there's a lot we could do for our community, our environment, the green, you know, the greening of our energy, all of those things could be used. That money could be used in other avenues.
Terry, and I sense just because we're going to move on in a second, but Debbie does want another little moment.
Thank you, Terry. And I have to disagree, Terry, with that, of shuffling the businesses around, because there is new businesses coming into these buildings that are not initially from Sackville at the moment. I do know that for meeting with them. And the health care that's going to go into the bottom, I know it's going to alleviate some of the pressure at the Sackville Hospital, and to be able to come there, and that's going to leave more room for the Sackville Hospital to expand or do other things, and which is very crucial in our downtown core.